Good morning.
We have a beautiful morning. We need the rain. And it's a good excuse for a bad hair day. Christian education and mission effort. Do the two go together? They do. And that is what we are about here at St. Mark's. We put a heavy emphasis on Christian education, especially through our elementary school, but not limited just to our elementary school. We also put a heavy emphasis on sharing the gospel with our own and surrounding communities. We do this collectively through our community connection events, for example, and we also do it individually. We do such efforts not for our own benefit or ego, but for the one who has called us to be his own and has given us this work to do. Christian education and mission effort. Such sum up our worship focus for this day. So glad to have you with us. I invite your attention to the worship bulletin to page 3 as we continue with the responsive reading, which is part of our invocation. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
Amen.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His.
We are His people, the sheep of His pasture.
Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise.
Give thanks to Him and praise His name.
For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever.
His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Teach me, O Lord, to follow Your decrees. Then I will keep them to the end.
Give me understanding, and I will keep your law and obey it with all my heart.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs.
We turn to our opening song entitled Delay Not, Delay Not.
Thank you.
come into the presence of God, who created us to love and serve Him as His dear children. Jesus has said, as recorded in Matthew 22,
"Love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind.
This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it.
Love your neighbor as yourself."
But we have disobeyed Him and deserve only His wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to Him and plead for His mercy.
Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against You and do not deserve to be called Your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray, have mercy on me according to Your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin and take away my guilt.
God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, He has removed your guilt forever. You are His own dear child. May God give you strength to live according to His will.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord as we listen now to our children sing.
Jacob. Thank you, children. Beautiful job in praising the Lord. Reminding us of Christ, the living water.
That song serves as the theme song for our school year, all year long. So each Wednesday when we gather together for chapel, that song is a part of our chapel service.
The children did a beautiful job.
We continue with prayer. Let us pray. Lord, keep your household, the church, in continual godliness, and set us free from all adversities, that under your protection we may serve you with true devotion and holy deeds. We turn now to a reading from Holy Scripture, 2 Chronicles, the 26th chapter, where we hear about pride leading to this downfall. A reminder that just because we can doesn't mean we should do something. Now, how does that apply to your life? We hear these words. But after Uzziah became powerful, his pride led to his downfall. He was unfaithful to the Lord his God, and entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. Azariah, the priest, with 80 other courageous priests of the Lord, followed him in. They confronted King Uzziah and said, "It is not right for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord. That is for the priests, the descendants of Aaron, who have been consecrated to burn incense. Leave the sanctuary, for you have been unfaithful, and you will not be honored by the Lord God." Uzziah, who had a censer in his hand, ready to burn incense, became angry. While he was raging at the priests in their presence before the incense altar in the Lord's temple, leprosy broke out on his forehead. When Azariah, the chief priest, and all the other priests looked at him, they saw that he had leprosy on his forehead, so they hurried him out. Indeed, he himself was eager to leave, because the Lord had afflicted him. King Uzziah had leprosy until the day he died. He lived in a separate house, leprous, and banned from the temple of the Lord. Jotham, his son, had charge of the palace and governed the people of the land. The other events of Uzziah's reign, from beginning to end, are recorded by the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos. Uzziah rested with his ancestors and was buried near them in a cemetery that belonged to the kings, for people said he had leprosy. And Jotham, his son, succeeded him as king. The word of the Lord. In response, we like to sing this psalm. Today we sing Psalm 98. We'll sing it as directed. The vocalist will sing through the refrain once, and then we're welcome to join in singing that refrain. The vocalist will then sing the verses, and we'll join in on each refrain, and then also join in on the last verse, "Glory be to the Father." The Apostle Paul points out what he was willing to do so that people could hear the gospel of the Lord. That begs the question, what are you willing to do? A reading from Holy Scripture, 1 Corinthians 9. Who serves as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat its grapes? Who tends a flock and does not drink the milk? Do I say this merely on human authority? Doesn't the law say the same thing? For it is written in the law of Moses, do not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain. Is it about oxen that God is concerned? Surely he says this for us, doesn't he? Yes, this was written for us, because whoever plows and threshes should be able to do so in the hope of sharing in the harvest. If we have sown spiritual seed among you, is it too much if we reap a material harvest from you? If others have this right of support from you, shouldn't we have it all the more? But we did not use this right. On the contrary, we put up with anything rather than hinder the gospel of Christ. Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. To the Jews I became like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. The word of the Lord. We join now in the song, Make Me a Servant. The vocalist will sing it through once, and we'll join the second time. To stand for our gospel reading, which serves as the center reading of the day, please stand. Our reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Mark, the 10th chapter. Jesus, we are reminded, who is the servant of all, came to give his life as a ransom for you. What then is your wish during this life, given this news? Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. Teacher, they said, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. What do you want me to do for you? He asked. They replied, let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory. You don't know what you are asking, Jesus said. Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with? We can, they answered. Jesus said to them, you will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with. But to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared. When the 10 heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated again as we continue with what's called our hymn of the day, "How Shall They Hear Who Have Not Heard?" We'll sing it, the verses as noted. Something is yours in great abundance, and that is God's grace and his mercy and his peace. And this is all possible to be ours in great abundance thanks to our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's in his name that we continue to reflect on the word of our Lord. We hear once again these words from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, "Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." This is God's word, and so we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has called us to be his own and also gives us the ability to live like his own. Of all the characteristics or traits that you have, which one of those do you want to make sure gets passed down through your family? And why did you pick that trait? Just take a few seconds, let that mull around up there. Jesus has a suggestion for us. It is one that doesn't come naturally to us. In fact, because this is the case, Jesus really makes a big deal about what he has to say to us, how people are to be this, especially those who claim to be his followers, who claim to believe in him who is the way, the truth, and the life. His suggestion, which is really more than a suggestion, can be found or picked up in these following Bible passages. First of all, from Proverbs. Before a downfall, the heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor. Or this from Philippians chapter 2. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Or James 3. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. Or 1 Peter 5, all of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. And let's not forget the words of the Beatitudes, which are found for us in Matthew chapter 5. Now, the ability to be this and to put this into practice, what Jesus wants from us and expects of us, well, that ability comes from and through Jesus. And he does not ask of us what he himself has not done. The words of the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 10, before us, emphasize what it is that Jesus has done and what he wants from us, and not just as a suggestion. And as we reflect on these words before us in Mark chapter 10, Jesus also wants us to reflect on this truth and hold it dear. Jesus came to serve you and us and all. Jesus came to serve you. And one of the best ways and the greatest ways that he came to serve us was by giving his life as a ransom for us. Now, if you think you do not need Jesus to give his life as a ransom for you, that is sheer arrogance. There is not a one of us that doesn't need what Jesus came down here to earth to do, to give his life as a ransom for us, to come and serve you and us and all. Speaking of arrogance and refusing and rejecting what Jesus came here to do, there were the religious leaders of the day that Jesus was walking the earth. Religious leaders, chief priests, teachers of the law, Pharisees, Sadducees, people who should have known better, who should have recognized Jesus in the flesh, as they had a handle on the Old Testament prophecies regarding the Messiah to come. But the devil had so blinded their minds and their hearts that they did not think they needed Jesus and his ransom price. They had their self-righteousness. They had their arrogance. And so in arrogance, they rejected what Jesus came to offer them. And they weren't the only arrogant ones that we hear about. James and John, disciples of Jesus, followers of Jesus, showed an arrogant moment when they asked of Jesus, hey, Jesus, when you get to your glory back in heaven, can you make sure that we two brothers sit on your right and your left? We'll arm wrestle who gets the right and the left, but just give us these places of honor and glory. And Jesus said, no, they're not for you. My heavenly Father has someone in mind for who those places of honor are for. Don't worry about those places of honor. Just being in heaven is an honor itself. And then he goes on to point out, do you think you're willing to suffer? Do you know what all comes with that position of honor? Oh, yes, we do. And he knows, no, you don't. But there will come a time when you will. You will suffer for the name of Jesus. And they did. James was one of the first disciples to die a martyr death. John, the last, who was exiled to an island called Patmos because of his confession of faith in Jesus. And they're in honor now in heaven. Doesn't matter if it's the right or the left side of Jesus. And you know who else showed some arrogance? The other disciples. The other 10 disciples of Jesus. When they heard what James and John asked of Jesus, they became indignant. Not because they were thinking, hey, James and John, what are you doing asking that? Because how come we didn't think of it first? How come we didn't go to Jesus and get that rightful spot? How dare you, James and John, take that away from me? They were missing the point because of arrogance. How is arrogance causing you to miss the point of what Jesus came here to earth to do? We all need what Jesus came here to do. James and John, the disciples, all people. All of us have a need for what Jesus did. Can we say that we are not arrogant people? That we are not full of pride? Now, we're not talking all the time. But what is that attitude that the Lord Jesus expects of his followers especially? It's the attitude of humility. It's an attitude of service, not looking to be served. Can we honestly say that in our life, we're always willing to serve and not wanting people to serve us? That we never think more of ourselves than we ought and look down at somebody else? For all those thoughts, that's why Jesus came. And not just that. All the sins that you and I commit, the sins against the commandments of God, which can be summed up, those commandments can be summed up in one word, love. Love God and one another. Do we love God and one another perfectly? And we'd have to say no. But for this, Jesus came to give his life as a ransom for us. He came to serve us. Because God calls for sin to be paid for. And in arrogance, like the chief priests and the teachers of the law back in the day, we think, well, our work righteousness, our self-righteousness will be enough to appease God and get right with him. But it's not the case. No amount of good works that we do will satisfy God's righteous anger over our sin. We don't do good works to satisfy God's anger. Rather, we do good works to show that we believe that his anger has been satisfied through the ransom Jesus gave on our behalf. Jesus gave of his life. He set us free from the punishment that we deserved on account of our sins. And not just the punishment that we deserve for our sins here on earth, but also for all eternity. We don't have to be separated from God now and after we die. Jesus has made that possible because he came to serve you, us, and all. He gave his life as a ransom. Before giving his life as a ransom, that also called for him living the perfect life that was demanded of us, but we cannot live. He truly loved his Father in heaven while here on earth, and he truly loved one another. He was willing to put his own needs in the back seat for the needs of others. He was tired. People would come to him hungry and looking for healing. He would feed them. He would heal them. He would teach them. And so by so doing, Jesus showed himself to be the perfect sacrifice. Because our sins call for a sacrifice. Our sacrifice of ourselves would not suffice. But his sacrifice on the cross, it is finished, Jesus said. Our sin, our debt to God has been paid for because of his ransom. He has set us free from the enslavement of our sins. He has set us free so that we don't have to be arrogant people wallowed up in self-righteousness and self-focus, but rather we can be humble people who are focused on the righteousness of Christ. To drive home the point then of what Christ Jesus has done for us and what that means for us day to day, and thus the importance of Christian education and mission effort, we hear these words from Romans 5. Therefore, since we have been justified, that is, declared not guilty before God through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And so you can see why Christian education and mission effort means so much to us as a congregation. Not only then has Jesus given His life as a ransom for us, He also came to serve us, and by so doing has set an example for us. An example of humility. And we heard about James and John. That was not an example of humility, but arrogance, which needed to be curbed. Along with the other disciples becoming indignant at their request, thinking, hey, that should be for us, not for you guys. The disciples, they wanted the power and the glory, but they were not aware of what that all entitled. But Jesus was aware. And so He was educating them on what they would have to endure as a follower of Jesus. And they would have the ability to endure it. Perseverance builds character, and character hope, and hope does not disappoint us. Their suffering would be for a short time, but their joy and glory would last forever, just as ours will. Jesus indeed was looking out for everyone and not just for Himself. What an example. Not just for the disciples then, but for the disciples today, you and me. So how are you and I doing at keeping arrogance in check? How are you and I doing at looking out for the needs of others and not just expecting our own needs to be met? God has put us here not just to be for ourselves, what we can get out of life for ourselves, but what we can give to Him in glory and then be a benefit to others. That's the example He set for us. One, not just of humility, but also of service. And to show what length He went to be of service, you may recall when the disciples were together with Jesus in an upper room, and the disciples had dirty feet from walking around outside in their sandals. And the disciples, you know, looking around going, I'm not going to wash His feet. No, I'm not going to wash His feet. Jesus said, I got it. He went around and washed their feet. This is Jesus. What an example of humility and service. But it wasn't just to give an example of humility and service by washing feet, but so much more of why we need Him to give His life as a ransom for us. So in what ways are we willing to take up Jesus' example and in humility and of service be looking out for someone else, what they need? Too many people today have their hands out looking to receive. We need to be better at putting our hands out, giving away, not just receiving. And what we have to give away drives our Christian education emphasis and our mission effort. You know, God has a solution for all people to get along. It's not an answer that people like to hear per se or will probably accept, but more so reject, as evidenced in our world today. But all the more then we need to emphasize Christian education and mission effort, because people need to know what Jesus came to do for them and what that means for them now and into eternity. And that's where you come in. Pass it on. In humbleness and with Christ-like attitude. Amen. We now join in song as found on the top of page 9. Join together in a confession of our Christian faith using the words of what it's called the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
And we turn to the prayer of the church. Lord God, our Maker and Preserver, we praise and thank you for all that you give us day after day. You have given us your precious word to nourish our souls and to protect us from the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature. Heavenly Father, we pray that you shield us from every kind of danger, sudden catastrophe, terrors of crime, and the pain of disease. Watch over those who travel by land, sea, and air. Keep our loved ones from whatever perils may threaten them.
Heal those who are sick. Cheer those who are sad. Calm those who are stressed. And comfort all who are old and infirm.
Bless our land, our people, and those who hold offices of high trust. Keep our government and schools upright and strong for the advancement of good citizenship and useful vocations, that we may enjoy your gifts of peace, security, and well-being. O Father, whence all blessings come, O Son, dispenser of God's store, O Spirit, bearer offerings home, Lord, make them yours forevermore. Lord, we thank you for watching over Susan Croner during her surgery this past week. Continue to bless her recovery so that the purpose behind this surgery will be met. Continue to refresh her faith in your promises and love. Bring comfort to the hearts of Ruth Vogt and her family as they mourn the death of her grandma. Thank you for the message of the gospel, which helps bring such comfort to the family, as they know that those who die in you live on in heaven. Help Ruth and family be your witnesses during this time of reflection and gathering of family and friends. And may that also be the same for Gail Lombard as she mourns the loss of her sister. Help her be a faithful witness during this time of reflection and gathering of family and friends. Help her share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen, so that death does not have to be the end, but the beginning of an eternal life with you in heaven. Also, Lord, thank you for the rain which we are receiving. May it bless our land as you intend, and while at the same time protect our land from disaster. Continue to watch over the coming and going of those able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth. And for those celebrating a wedding anniversary, renew the couple's love for each other as they reflect on the love you have for them. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. We bring these requests before you in the name of Jesus our Lord and ask you to hear us. Take all that we have, our bodies and minds, our time and skills, our ministries and offerings, and use them to your glory. And we pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. This next song points out our commitment to Christian education and also our mission effort.
Christ.
We pray.
O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, pour out the Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us strong in your grace and truth. Protect and comfort us in all temptation, and bestow on us your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. That's why we're here and what we do. Thanks be to God. Just to highlight a few things, Connect card, if you haven't filled one out yet when you came in, they were by the bulletin, these blue cards. Just an opportunity to get to know you better and for our guests among us on the backside, if you want to share some more information, appreciate that. After you fill it out, you can leave it in a basket on the table there with the lamp on it there in the entryway. Appreciate that. Just a reminder, we have Bible studies taking place throughout the week and also on Sunday mornings, so you can see the weekly news or our website for the days and times and topics of the different Bible studies. Next Sunday, Lord willing, at the 4 o'clock hour, we plan to have a special area reformation service where we get to celebrate the truths that we're saved by God's grace through faith and Scripture alone. Other congregations will be joining us. That'll take place here at 4 o'clock. We'll have a light meal to follow planned in the multi-purpose center. Mornings with Mommy for tomorrow has been canceled due to the weather. They were planning an outdoor event. We have a trunk or treat event coming up this Friday. This is part of our school recruitment effort. We have over 200 people have indicated that they plan to come on our campus for this event. And so we would like to have more people available to hand out not only physical treats of candy that are sweet, but also literature about our ministry and in particular about our school. So if you're willing to pop open a trunk and hand out some candy, we can even provide that as well as some literature and welcome people on our campus. Please talk to our principal, Mr. Vogt, for more information on that. We do have a congregation meeting scheduled next Sunday after the late service, not only as a report to the congregation how we're doing, but also to extend a call as we need to, for next school year, find a new junior K kindergarten teacher. Alyssa Bergman is serving us well, but she needs to go back to school to finish her fifth year, so we're grateful that she's with us this year. Then I do have a call to serve a couple congregations in the state of Michigan. Over the next couple of weeks, I'll think about where the Lord wants me to continue to serve Him and His people. So appreciate your prayers. We have one more thing to share with you. Our school, we have put together a nice video. Enjoy.
Hello, St. Mark's family, it's Mr. Vogt here with another video update. Once a quarter of the school year, we want to inform our church and school families about the happenings of our school. So let's take a look. Currently, we have 79 students enrolled at St. Mark's Lutheran School. That is a 14 student increase from the end of last school year. We also have had several tours since the beginning of the school year, which is a different trend from previous years. God be praised for the continued growth of enrollment and continued interest in our school. A new program that was started up this past school year is the Tuition Assistance Fund, or TAF. In previous years, our school simply wrote whatever assistance off our budget books. Now, through generous donations and careful budgeting, we have been able to establish this fund and continue to build it for future use. This school year, we were able to give over $45,000 to students and families that needed financial assistance. Thank you for your continued support for Christian education. If you would like to learn more about the Tuition Assistance Fund, please feel free to contact myself at any time. This school year, we were blessed to have two new teachers join our faculty. Miss Alyssa Bergman is our emergency junior K and kindergarten teacher. She is only here for 1 year and will have to return to Martin Luther College to finish her degree in education. She has been doing a great job adapting into her new role on our faculty. We will need to extend a new call to replace Miss Bergman, and this congregational voters meeting will be taking place on Sunday, October 31st, after the second worship service. Mr. Tyler Wall is also new to our faculty this school year. He was assigned to us on a one-year call for the fifth and sixth grade. As of last week, Mr. Wall has accepted the permanent call that was extended to him. We are blessed to have him here and his enthusiasm for ministry remain at St. Mark's. It is tradition at St. Mark's to have a theme for the school year. Our theme is Christ is the living water. There are many times throughout the Bible that Jesus is compared to water. Our students will be looking at these different comparisons throughout the school year. One of the constant challenges our school has faced these past couple of years is COVID-19. Last school year, we faced zero positive cases amongst our students. This year has been a little different as we have had a couple instances. Our administration also has to deal with the constant changes and concerns over guidelines and mandates handed down from government bodies. I will say that our school families have been amazing working with us through this pandemic. Our parents are very understanding by keeping students home when they aren't feeling well and helping their children get caught up on homework as soon as possible. Even our teachers in the upper grades are quick to switch to online learning for any student that may be out for a long duration of time. We thank everyone for their patience and understanding during these difficult times. Another new feature to our school this year is the online school Spiritware store. Parents can access this online store through our website where you can purchase t-shirts, sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more with our school logo on them. Yes, you can even purchase items with our church's logo on it as well. 10% of all purchases come back to our school and will go into the tuition assistance fund. One of our goals for the school year was to return to as much normalcy as possible in and out of the classroom while being cautious of COVID-19. One way we could do that is by bringing back our athletic program. This year, we had co-ed A and B volleyball teams. It was great to see so much improvement with so many of our student athletes. So what are some things that are coming up in the near future? On October 29th, we will be having our Pause Trunk or Treat event. This is a huge recruitment opportunity for both our church and our school. On November 20th, we will be having a Pause Fall Formal event. This event will be a father-daughter and something new this year, a mother-son dance. Another event we are excited to bring back this year is the St. Mark's Youth Basketball League, or known as SMIBL. This kindergarten through second grade league sign up will be starting in November and the league will begin in January. On December 12th, we will be having our annual Children's Christmas service held in the church. On February 5th, we will be having a fundraiser dinner and live silent auction called the Sunset Soiree. Tickets will go on sale soon. However, a big request today is the help of getting donations for the auctions. You can find our donation letter on our school website, and you can always contact the office or myself for more information. If you are willing and able to donate or help in any way, please do not hesitate to ask. This year, all proceeds from the soiree will be going towards our tuition assistance fund. Well, St. Mark's family, that's all the time I have for you today. Remember,
Christ is the living waters.
Christ is the living water.
Christ is the living water.
Christ is the living water.
Christ is the living waters.